Blog Talk Radio.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Good morning and welcome to the New Day Show. I am the Queen of the Empowered Soul, and I'm just so excited to be your host this morning. I am super excited about the show we have lined up for today, because we have two great guests. We have our first guest, who will be calling in momentarily from California, and that guest is Mrs. Riley Pinsky. And Riley is one of the guru in branding. The first time I heard her on a friend of mine, Lunch to Learn, I was just so amazed by the wealth of information that she has. And she has decided to join us this morning. And our second guest will be Mr. Sean Robinson out of Utah. And I tell you, if you are looking for following and to increase your numbers on Twitter or Facebook or any of those things, I tell you, listeners, Sean has over 85,000 followers. So he's going to be here to share with us how we can convert those followers into contracts and all of those good things. So again, the call-in number is 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are in the chat room, I welcome you. I am still in the process of getting my chat room up. I am not sure what is going on with it, but we're going to pray that this thing just come on right up. So if you're there in the chat room with me this morning, I want to welcome you. Until I get it up, then I can see really who is in there. And while I wait for Riley to call in, I want to mention to, for those of you who are in New York, if you are in Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, or any of the five boroughs, I'll be out there tonight doing my thing at Simple to Empower, and they are at 189-28 Linden Boulevard in St. Albans, and their phone number is 718-978-7810. And I'm sure you can still register for my workshop tonight. And tonight I will be teaching on building your personal effectiveness. So again, tonight I will be out there at Simple to Empower in St. Albans, New York. And there, telephone number you can call them up to register is 718-978-7810. And also on June the 20th, I will be doing a retreat here in Connecticut up at the Oratory of the Little Way in Gaylordsville. And we'll be doing, I say we because I will be joined by a visiting prophet, Prophet Daniels out of Massachusetts. And the retreat, the one-day retreat will be and staying connected with your purpose during challenging times. And the one-day retreat, the cost of that is only $75, but if you have 10 or more people in your group, you can call and you can get a special price of $65 per person. And you can call to register 203-546-8210. Or you can send email to Daphne at Clark, and of course Clark has an E at the end, Hudson.com. Or you can send it to my personal email, dynamicdaphne@AOL.com. But I would love to see you at those two events. That's the one this evening and the one on the 20th of June. I also want to mention that you can pick up a copy of my book, Conversation on Success, from my website. That's www.clarkhudson.com. Support me, and, you know, so I can keep ministering to you. And I have the online empowermentinstitute.ning.com. Go there and sign up too. If you are in the business of helping others, and if you also are looking to network with some of the world's most prominent people, I want you to go there and to sign up for that. And I think our guest is in. Good morning, Riley. Hello? Riley? Call up with the phone number 3410. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Riley?
No, this is Tracy.
Good morning, Tracy. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Well, welcome, and I thank you. I don't know whether or not you're in the chat room, but my chat room is not up yet, so I want you to pray with me so it comes up momentarily.
Okay.
We know how selfish these technology gets sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still waiting for our guest to call in, and she lives in California. You know, they have to get up at the at dawn to call out here in the Northeast. So we're going to be patient with her, Tracy. So if you just hang with me in the meantime.
Okay.
What field are you in, Tracy?
I'm not sure where you are.
Pardon?
Oh, what field am I in for work? Fundraising.
Yes.
Yes, I do fundraising for a university.
Awesome. But I'm happy that you have taken this time to join us. And I pray that something that you'll hear from these two guests this morning will help you to catapult whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So do you have any questions for me while I wait for the guests to come on?
Not yet.
All right. Okay. So I just go on and do a little housekeeping here until Riley comes on. So you just hang with me. I'll appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Number four on my list is that if you have never worked with a life coach before, and you would love to get a sample session, you can call me up at 203-546-8210 and leave your information, and I'll be happy to set you up for a sample coaching session. Caller and 4954, good morning, you're on the air. Good morning, is this Riley?
Oh, yes. I think good morning, Daphne.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Just calling to say you are a blessing every single day.
Oh, thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. I'm still waiting on Riley to call in.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's calling in from L.A. We know how it is out there. It's a different time zone and everything.
And I know something has happened because
she confirmed last night that she will call in
uh-huh.
5 minutes before showtime, and she's not here yet. So we have Tracy is also on the line, Paul, and thank you for coming on. So while you're on and while my guest is not here yet, what can we both run our mouths off about?
All right, well, one thing I definitely want to talk about is the fact that we're living in a great time right now, and if people can identify not with what we call the economic or financial conditions, but to identify with the great opportunities that are available to people right now, it really comes down to having a creative mind and having some ingenuity to create something out of nothing, and that's what's great about America. If people keep focusing on what they don't have, that's exactly what they're going to get. And that's kind of what
exactly.
I want to talk about today. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, Paul, it's amazing that you said that because you know I have a local cable show.
That's correct.
And back in April, I had gone to a youth event in New York, and I met this young man who had cerebral palsy. And he has an amazing story, and I said, I need to get him here on the show. So this past Monday night, he was my guest on the show. And then, you know, during our conversation, the Holy Spirit told me to ask him what was his first business venture. I tell you, the gentleman is only 19 years old now.
Yeah.
And he chuckled when I say that. And he said, Daphne, the listeners and viewers are going to love this one. So I looked at him, you know, puzzled, and he said, oh, my first business venture was selling homework. I said,
yeah.
What do you mean selling homework? He said, yes, I was pulling in $1,000 a week for selling homework. Because there were kids in his class who had the potential, but they were lazy. And he started off and realized that they would pay him $5 for the homework. And if it was a test, of course, the price went up. And he was pulling in $1,000 a week. So his mother saw him with all this money and asked, well, you know, where are you getting this money from? You see a kid with $100 bills and all of that. You're going to be wondering, right? So he told his mother what he was doing. So his mother said, well, if you split the profit with me, I'll help you with the homework. And so, you know, I'm sharing that this morning because you say in America, we can create whatever we want. We can reinvent ourselves at any time. And he said at one stage, he was in high school, a senior, and he was doing psychology papers for freshmen who were in college and everything. So it was amazing. We can do anything so long as it was legal. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So
yes.
It's just so amazing that people sit down and they complain and complain about what they don't have. And I ask, what have you tried to do that you haven't done before? Because everybody's kind of looking, I want it now, and there's a microwave result. Last night I was speaking with the CEO and founder of the Fan Club International.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Daphne, I had this vision for 19 years. And he kept at it and kept at it, and now it has manifested itself. So we have to stick in there and know to follow our hearts and see what we believe in. Even when nobody else believes in it, so long as you truly believe in your heart, you have to step out there in faith and do something about it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Paul, I know you're doing the TV show and everything. How is that going for you?
Oh, it's going really great. I think I'm just at about 12,000 viewers over the last 2 months.
You go, man.
I guess I can hook a sister up.
Let a sister know how you're getting all those numbers. It's amazing. You know the person who is coming on for our second guest this morning, Sean Robinson.
Yes.
Sean has 85,000 followers on Twitter.
That's quite a few people.
Yeah, he's going to teach us this morning how we can convert those following into contracts and how to make some money out of those numbers. It's amazing.
And he said to me,
it's not as difficult as we think. Tracy, if you do have a question or a comment or anything, you can, you know, hop on in because Riley still have not called in yet.
Okay.
And Tracy,
good morning, Tracy. I didn't say good morning to you. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Huh?
Good morning, Tracy. I just wanted to say good morning to Tracy.
Thank you.
Yes. And the thing is, Paul, you know your friend, her technical strengths is still a work in progress. I just cannot get my chat room up this morning. So I think Tracy is also from your neck of the wood. You're from Baltimore, you said, Tracy, right?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in Baltimore quite a bit.
Paul is your neighbor out there, and he also has a blog talk radio. You can talk for yourself. You're a big boy. I don't have to talk to you. Tell Tracy about your show.
Well, I tell you, I did. I was looking around, Tracy, for some options in a radio show to broaden what I'm doing with branding and to get more exposure. And I was contacted by a radio station, AM radio station in Washington, D.C., and I just decided, well, you know, that's nice, but it's not quite what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept searching, and I finally found this thing called Blog Talk Radio, and I said, hey, that looks pretty nice. Let me try that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 100 shows later,
wow,
I did 100 shows within about a year, and then now I'm up to maybe 155 and counting. And I've interviewed some really great guests, such as Dynamic Daphne, and it's been an incredible experience. And now I came in with an internet TV show, and I'm telling you, it was one of the most challenging technology pieces I've ever involved with. But this internet TV show, it's really going to take off once I figure everything out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be able to bring on guests. Like if we're on the phone now, it's three of us, I'll be able to have both of you on there live from where you are.
Okay.
And so I'm working that piece out. And I'm putting out some really good shows. And it's global. It's not just local. It's global, just like Blog Talk Radio. And Blog Talk Radio, of course, I have people calling in from the country of Hungary, from the Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia. I interview people in Denmark, and then last week someone from Mexico City. So it's a very dynamic system, and the live stream internet TV is even more dynamic because it's real time. So real time that last week Daphne and I were talking at the same time, and I actually was recording it on the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I have that conversation out there. So that's something great. But I do a lot of work in the Baltimore area. I do working in a working group for Governor Martin O'Malley as a volunteer. So we have a lot of meetings up there, and you know, that community, they're really strengthening that community. Baltimore and greater Baltimore area is really doing some great things with the nonprofits up there.
Well, I work for one.
Uh-huh.
Work for
yeah,
university, so we're a huge nonprofit.
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's outstanding.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I work with quite a few people and people who are on the community initiatives for
yes,
Governor
Yes, those
Hotel.
Are – I actually worked for one of the Main Street programs several years ago, and that was really exciting to work with. Now, it was – the focus was trying to revitalize the commercial district, which would trickle down
yes.
to the residential. And after 5 years, we achieved our goal, and we closed the nonprofit. But it was really great to, you know, get the – input from all the people in the community and the excitement,
mm-hmm.
and it
amazing.
Was in Hamden, and it's just been doing very well ever since, and that's
well,
really exciting
you.
To see your work pay off, you know.
Yeah, Baltimore, Montgomery County, and those counties, they really are very aggressive, and they understand that opportunity to go out and strengthen the community more so than perhaps some of the other counties within the state of Maryland. But those I've done a lot of research on them, and they're really progressive in terms of really getting some things done and making a difference in the lives of other people. And that's one of the reasons why I came on this working group. And it's just the knowledge that I'm picking up and things I'm learning from other people is just really incredible. Really incredible.
That's
so
great.
Job well done.
Tracy,
yep.
do you do any freelance at all, or are you just focused on your position?
No, I work in the annual fund for Johns Hopkins University, and I've been doing it for about 2 years. And right now, this is I have two children outside of my job, so one's 4 and 1's 8, and I don't have a lot of extra time because I'm pretty dedicated and focused with them also. So right now I'm just really focused on doing better and learning more from my current position.
Awesome. It's
but I would like to, you know, at
like
some point in the future
that.
Do something different.
Yes, you know, I like to ask that question because we never know who we meet and how we can add value to that person. Let
mm-hmm.
me, I just want to, if Riley is listening, line, the number that you need to call Riley is 646-915-8166. That is the call-in number that you need to call. Because right now I'm kind of concerned. I hope she's all right and that she just did not only overslept, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's always prompt. The other times when I've heard her on any program, she's always prompt. So something must have happened for her not to be on here.
Yeah. And it happens sometimes, and you know, we just hope everything is well with her. You never know out of California because sometimes they might have an earthquake. It knocks the communications out. I did a lot of work. I did a lot of work in California and Los Angeles area myself, and I went through an earthquake out there. So
yes.
Anything can happen.
We just pray that she's okay and her family's okay. And if for any reason she doesn't call in today, we'll book her another time. Are you on the chat room, Paul?
I tried to get on earlier, but it's like you stated, I think there may be a technology issue there.
Yes,
but I think
oftentimes
it's on
the
Blog Talk Radio.
For the past hour and a half, mine is saying connecting, and it still has not connected. Tracy, are you on in the chat room?
I am not. I actually have to leave at 10:30, unfortunately, to get ready for a meeting. But, you know, if it's rescheduled, I can join in some other time.
Yes, but you know, Tracy, that you can go back and you can listen to the full episodes on demand.
Okay.
Yeah, and I ask you to just sign up. It doesn't cost anything. It's free to sign up and mark the show as favorites, and you'll kept informed of who we're having on as guests, and you can share your comments and give me feedback on all those things. So.
Okay.
In case I don't get to express my gratitude again before you hang up, I greatly appreciate it, and we pray for your continued success in what you do.
Thank you.
And who knows? We'll hear you back on the show again.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right, so, Tracy. Hey, it was
I'll
an
wait
honest
a few more
to
minutes
you.
To see if Roger.
Yeah, and Tracy, you heard me mention before that I'm giving out some free coaching sample sessions.
Okay.
So why don't you call up and get one of those?
All right, what's the number again?
So this way, if you want to talk to somebody about what I do, you have a real experience of what it is that I really do.
Okay.
Have you worked with a coach in the past?
No.
Okay, so it gives you an example and a sample of what it is. You can call me at 203-546-8210, and you can also share it with friends as well.
Okay.
And Mr. Van, I would love for you to call and take a free sample too so you can advocate for your system efficiently.
Absolutely, not a problem. You know you can always count on me.
Yes. I am also, Paul, I don't know if you got the flyer. I'm doing a one-day retreat, and I'll be joined by an international prophet. He's actually out of Ghana, but now he resides in Massachusetts. And I'm doing that retreat on the 20th of June here in Connecticut. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
I know you're good at getting the word out.
That's
so
right.
I will be sure to get more detailed information to you.
Yes, yes.
And for the listeners who are in New York, five boroughs, tonight I will be down there at Simple to Empower. I'll be doing a workshop on building personal effectiveness. And Simple to Empower is located at 189-28 Linden Boulevard in St. Albans, New York. And their telephone number is 718-978-7810. So I would love to see you there tonight, and I am sure they're still registering, so you can call them up and let them hear. Let them know you heard it on the radio and you're calling up to be registered for that event. Okay, so we back to us running our mouths, Paul. We spoke about people taking action now and reinventing themselves. And we have 32 minutes leaving in this episode. So what can we both talk about together that will add value to the listeners that are out there?
It would be, that a lot of people are, in fact, talking about reinvention, and what they can take away from the conversation that we can have is that what people can look at doing.
I have to go. It was nice talking to everyone.
Okay.
Nice talking to you, Tracy, and we will see you in the near future. We'll hear you in the near future.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
All right. Keep doing God's work. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, Paul. I'm sorry about that.
No, not a problem. What I was looking at is people looking at reinventing themselves. I think that's kind of the new word that people are using right now. But if people just make an assessment of where they are right now, an honest assessment of where they are, in their spirit, in their physical, in their financial, in all areas of their life, and just write down where they are now, and then on the other sheet of paper, write down where they want to be, and then take the action step that is the difference between where they are and where they want to be, and take action, because it's action that's going to make the difference. One thing that I really encourage people to do. And now it's really a great time to do it, because everything is in such a transformative state right now all over the world, not only in the U.S. but around the world. And what I mean by that is we're seeing a new government, we're seeing new policies, new guidelines, new communications internationally. So with this being such a transformative state, now is the perfect time to transform oneself and start getting prepared for this new America, the new world, and the new economics that's a part of it as well.
Right. And as you mentioned that, the thing that came immediately to my mind is that we as a people need to take inventory regularly of ourselves, because as we look back over our life's journey and as we begin to peel the onion back, we oftentimes realize that there are situations in our lives that we have not healed from. And because of that, we are hindering our progress in life. So as we do that inventory and go back in preparation to see how can I fit into what's going on now, how can what's going on now add value to my life, and I in turn will add value to others, there are some healing that needs to take place in our lives. And for all of us, it's something different. And it, when I say healing, I'm not talking about you were abusing any drugs or alcohol or things like that. It could be from you were a child and somebody had spoke some negative words into your life that really affected you, and you have not healed from that.
Exactly.
So you need to look into that, because those things can also hinder our progress. What's your take on that, Paul?
My take on that is that, in many ways, in most people's lives, there's this thing, this word called redemption. And so we all need
mm-hmm.
to be redeemed from something.
Yes.
And the sooner we do it, which means that we're being honest with ourselves, the better off that we're going to be. And there's really no need to wait for a success to come to you. And that's something that I was just listening to the other day. Success is not going to just come to anyone. You have to go out and get success and go after success. Because if that's the case,
right.
it would just knock on your door one day and success would say, "Hey, Daphne, I'm here. I'm success." It doesn't work like that. So we have to do those things. And one of the things I always point out to people is to be lifelong learners. And lifelong learners, we continue to renew our minds, not only reading the Bible, but also reading really great books about other people's lives and the circumstances that involve their lives. I think that's very important, too, like being a lifelong learner.
That's right. Because, Paul, for each and every person on the globe, on the planet, the word success means something different for each and every one of us. And, that's a very interesting thing that you say, because the same way that we go out and seek to get an intimate relationship and you do everything for that relationship to manifest and develop, it's the same thing when we think about our successes. What does it take? What does it mean for me to be successful? Paul would sit down and say, "What does it mean for me to be successful?" And when you have a family, you don't want to go out there and just be by yourself. It will be a family affair. And what does it take for it to be a family affair? A lot of times I find that a lot of people keep on comparing themselves with others and, Paul is doing this, Paul is doing that. Why can't I do that? And that's not supposed to be your concern, because Paul needs to travel his own journey. Joanne needs to travel her own journey. Your focus needs to be, what is my journey? Am I on track to complete this journey?
And success is defined differently by different people. Yeah, and success has a different definition for everyone. It's not the same for everyone. So that's again why we look at making that honest assessment with oneself and then moving forward from there. That's if a person chooses to do that. Some people choose to just stay and live a life of mediocrity. They're happy with that, but me and like you, Daphne, we're not interested in just mediocrity. We're actually interested in changing lives, helping people to achieve success as well. That's kind of what the journey is all about.
Mm-hmm. People look at me and they say, "Where do you get the energy? You're doing so much stuff. You're doing this, you're doing that, where you get the energy. And I said, you know, I really cannot answer that question. But the one thing I know is that from the day I identify what my true calling and purpose in life is, why God created me, I don't get stressed. I don't get burnt out. I just keep going as if I'm plugged into electricity. And I think I'm plugged into electricity because my purpose and my calling is what fuel me and keeps me going. So each day I know I can look for a new opportunity. There's always somebody new for me to talk with about how I can add value to their life and make a difference.
Yes, I totally agree, and it's one of those things to be have a attitude of gratitude, but it's
yes.
another to want to continue to learn more, because every time we learn something new, we expand our mind, and our minds are such that it will expand even further. We can put as much mm-hmm. as in our mind as it can take. It's not like a computer where there's a limit in space or memory. A human brain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. what Dr. Ben Carson say is one of the most phenomenal things that exists in the creation of the world is the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really incumbent upon us to continue to exercise our mind, and we continue to exercise it through the lifelong learning about others, and then trying to take what we've learned, that experience, and pass that on to other people, whether it's through our coaching, whether it's through a book, a teleseminar, a conference, webinar, whatever it may be. And that's the beauty of doing what you do, Daphne, in terms of letting and allowing more people to learn about what you do, because you know it's going to give them some great results and add value to their life.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, Paul, I know I had to do this, and I'm sure you probably had to when you came out the military and all of that thing. There comes a time in each of our lives when we will need to rewrite the script of our lives. Because as young kids growing up sometimes, that script was not written by us. It's always written by our environment and circumstances, issues, stuff, all the things that happen. But when you decide that if it is to be, it's up to me, sometimes you have to rewrite the script totally, or you got to modify the script that you're working with.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I'll call it again what I call success consciousness, which is the
mm-hmm.
exact opposite of failure consciousness, in that people really are miracles. People are walking miracles. And if people can identify with the fact that they're a miracle, the fact that we were even born, one is a miracle. But a lot
that's
of people
right.
don't see themselves that way. But that's exactly what each and every one of us are. And what I did the other day on my television show, I stated that people are miracles, and take your miracle and share it with other people.
That's
share
right.
it with other
that's
people.
Right.
And then other
because
people can share themselves as a miracle to us, and people
mm-hmm.
ask the question, well, what is that? What is a miracle? Well, it's the fact that you can get up, you can walk, you can talk, you can see, taste, touch, and smell, all the five senses. And then
that's
you don't
right.
want to just settle for having those gifts, but to accelerate those gifts and pass them on to other people so that other people
that's
can
right.
see, oh, you know, by the way, I'm going to live a purpose-filled
right.
life. You see?
You know. I have a pet peeve when I hear people mention that, oh, you were a mistake. You know, and a lot of, I've heard parents say that to children, and I said, don't say that. None of us is a mistake. None of us is an accident. God created us with a purpose, because when we look on those millions of sperm, and
that's right.
we are the one
billions.
That fertilize. That's a miracle. So
yes.
there's none of us, whether we were planned or unplanned, we are not miracles. We are not mistakes, and we are not accidents. And we need to hold ourselves in high esteem and work diligently to manifest our true God-given calling and potential. Paul, seeing that we have 20 minutes remaining in this episode, and seeing that you were a divinely booked guest, why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners how to contact you and tell them about some of the programs that you are doing in your business?
I definitely appreciate that, Daphne. And one thing, the first thing I want to say is that, you know, I do my very best to make it to your show, to listen, to support you, because I noticed you're adding tremendous value not only to me but the other listeners as well. That's the first thing I want to say. And I also know that we're equally yoked, meaning that you and I have such a relationship of wanting to impart knowledge to other people and wanting to see other people achieve success. And so in saying that is that I know that we want a lot of people, as many people as we can get, to succeed. One of the things that I do, and again, my name is Paul Lawrence Vann, is that I provide different programs, motivational programs, to organizations. I've been doing it for about 7 years now, Daphne. And in fact,
time has blown by. Mm-hmm.
It has blown by. And after I finished, retired from the Air Force in 2002, I just decided I wanted to start a speaking business and go into the speaking industry, and I did. And I started out by just letting people know that, hey, I'm a professional speaker. So I started speaking out about
what
I wanted to do, and it manifested itself. And different people found out I was speaking. They hired me to speak. And that's how it all started. It oftentimes starts with a dream, and then to accelerate that dream, you put in the action step, and then God will take you the rest of the way.
Uh-huh.
He'll take you the rest of the way. And the next thing I did, I started to speak about motivation, empowering people. And then at that point, I was hired by this association out of Virginia, and it was called the National Military Family Association. They hired me to speak in 12 cities throughout the U.S. as well as Guam. And I went out and I spoke and I talked to people about the war, about the military, and how people can overcome stress of a separation from their loved ones during a wartime situation. And that sent me initially to Pennsylvania, then to Utah, and then I left there, went to Florida, Montana, Seattle, Hawaii. Then I came back to Ohio, Guam, North Carolina, Georgia, Texas, and then California and Oklahoma.
Amazing.
And went out on this 12-city tour, and people kept asking me, Daphne, well, where's your book at? I know you have a book. And I didn't have a book at the time. And what I decided to do, I went to the Magnificent Marketing Symposium that was hosted by one of my mentors, Dottie Walters, the late Dottie Walters, and I met all of these people in the publishing industry. And they told me, well, if you decide to write a book, contact us. We'll put together the book cover for you. We'll put together the copy material for you. We know a book printing company, and then we'll help you get that all set up. And they did that. And it took me a month to write my book, and then it took a couple additional months to actually get it published. And the next thing I knew, on Mother's Day of 2003, I was actually selling my first books at the Mother's Day weekend at Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. And so at that point, I created...
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And at that point, I created a book tour, and I just went to every military base I could on the East Coast, and that's how I sold a lot of my books.
That's right. You got to do what you
got to do. Yeah, did what I had to do. And then in terms of other speaking, I started being called in for diversity programs, and I attended a diversity trainer program through the Society of Human Resource Management, and I became a certified diversity trainer. And my first big client, Daphne, was MasterCard International, right there in Purchase, New York, not far from where you are. And I came in and delivered diversity program, and then after that, I know Tracy mentioned she worked with John Hopkins University. I delivered a program at John Hopkins. I went to Canada, Toronto, Canada, delivered a program there, and that's where I met Chris Gardner. I met him when I was delivering that program.
Yes.
And then they sent me to Austin, Texas, and so I did a lot of diversity training, And then leadership, because being a military officer, I was doing a lot of leadership, attending a lot of leadership training programs, so I delivered that. And then, of course, my first love, which is finances, and I did that for about 20 years in the military as well as with mobile oil companies, so I deliver financial literacy programs. And now I appear on a show, television show on Channel 9 here in Washington, D.C., called Mind Over Money. And they bring mm-hmm. me in once a month, and they interview me a couple of times, and then I answer calls from citizens within the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area to talk about ways that they can negotiate to get lower interest rates on the credit cards, how to get loan modifications, how to overcome obstacles if they have run into a problem, they may have been scammed. So there are different things that I talk about on that television show, which is called Mind Over Money. And mm-hmm. so I try to get as active as I possibly can. And people can contact me at www.paullawrencevan.com. And that's the easiest way to get a hold of me. I just do a search on Google or one of the search engines and just look for Paul Lawrence Vann, and you'll see all of my information right there.
Everything about you pops up, you know?
Everything.
I'm sitting here, and I said, just from you speaking into your life about what it is you wanted to do, look on the evolvement that has come out of that. So I am glad you shared that story, Paul, because there's somebody who is listening who needs to start speaking in their own life. Don't wait for anybody to speak. You start writing, rewriting your script and start speaking in your life. And you'll be on this show one day, or you'll be on Paul Van, Lawrence Van's show one day, sharing your story that it was on the 3rd of June 2009 when I heard Paul's story on the radio that I decided to step out and to make a difference.
Well, I tell you, Daphne, when I spoke to you the first time, I think we communicated through an email,
yep.
and then we talked on the phone, and
mm-hmm.
then after a while, we didn't hear anything from each other because we were busy taking care of our speaking engagements and everything
That's
else.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
then when we looked at the Blog Talk Radio, which I keep telling people is one of the most dynamic systems in the world, because it is global and people can actually do a show from anywhere in the world. You don't even need you don't even need a computer. You just need a phone. Anywhere in the world. And I've interviewed some tremendous people, and typically I interview people for an hour, and I really like to get my listeners, just like you do, to learn from that. Learn something
mm-hmm.
about the individual you're interviewing, and then learn ways of how to apply it to their own life.
Right,
and these
that's
things
right.
people can do. You can actually do it. And
exactly.
so, of course, you know, my big push right now is to interview Barack Obama, and I very well
yes.
plan on doing that. I'm
and
not going to stop
happen,
until I get it.
Keep visualizing it. It
yeah.
will happen.
It will
know?
Happen. That's very
it
true.
It will happen. It will happen.
That's
you
right.
Know,
it will happen. You just have to keep persisting. That's mostly what it takes
mm-hmm.
into account. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, another thing, Daphne, what I love about your show is you bring on some dynamic people to interview. Your guests are really just tremendous. They're noted. They're brand names in the speaking
yes.
industry as
yes.
authors. And like, you bring in from the Bahamas, Dr. Miles Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just tremendous people. And I really want to compliment you on that, because that's the reason why I keep coming back to listen to your show, because it's
Thank
not
you.
Just an
ordinary,
normal show. It's a really, and more people need to know about it, and that's why I do promote it. I promote your show every chance I get. I get out on Twitter,
and
I promote it. I get out on the other social media markets, Facebook and MySpace, and I promote it, because it's
Thank you so much.
Yes. So
because,
that's kind of what
Paul,
we do.
I look for, because I have my vision and my mission is to my vision is to change our world by transforming one life at a time. So my mission in getting guests on this show is people who have stories that will share their entire stories, because I have noticed over my career and probably over the time of my career that there are a lot of successful people, Paul, who
yes.
gives us the beginning of their story and they give us the end of their story.
Correct.
All the stuff that happens in the middle, no one tells us about it. And this
right.
is why when I have guests on the show, when I invite them, I let them know I am inviting you to tell your complete story.
Yes.
And, of course, when I have guests who are like my age or something, you got a lot of stuff to tell. So, depending on your age, I ask you to start at the beginning, and we are going to have you back to tell the rest of your story because I do not want the listeners to feel that life is fair and life is easy, because it's not. We
That's
need
correct.
To be committed to whatever we are going to do in life and go the extra mile. And when you start focusing, there's going to be a lot of stuff that begins to happen to you. And you got to know that's okay. This happens to everybody. And this is why I focus on letting people know the truth, because success is not easy.
It's
definitely not easy. But you got to surround yourself with the right people, people like Paul Lawrence Vine and all the other people out there. We have D.A. Williams and all those
right.
people out there who we are telling you the truth. Success can come. But you got to stick with it. You got to be persistent. You got to persevere over all the obstacles.
That's
Paul,
very
we
true.
Have 8 minutes. We have 8 minutes remaining in this episode.
Yes.
And hopefully Sean will call in.
Yes. Yes. And what I'll probably do is call back in. What I'll do is I'll go off the line, and then I'll come back in. I'm going to try to see if I can get the chat coming in, but I'll be in on the next session as well.
Okay.
Yes.
All
so I
right.
want to definitely
so
thank
I just
yeah,
want to
I definitely
thank
wanted
you.
To thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank Yes, I want to do the very same for you to come on and so eloquently sharing and adding value to my listeners, you know? And it's time like this that I just keep saying to God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, because what you came on and shared this morning will certainly add value to our listeners. And again, I need to apologize for the chat room because it's still saying connecting, and it's saying that since 9:30. It's now, what, almost 11, and it still has not connected, so... Hang with me, please, and hopefully Sean will be calling in momentarily. And again, I want to thank my friend and colleague and supporter, Mr. Paul Lawrence Vine out of the Washington, D.C. area, for coming in and blessing my guests this morning. And I just want to close this episode with some new housekeeping again. Tonight between 6:30 and 8:30, I will be over six to 8:30. I will be over there in St. Albans, New York, at the Simple to Empower organization. I will be doing a workshop on building personal effectiveness, and their address is 189-28 Linden Boulevard in St. Albans, New York. Their telephone number is 718-978-7810 or 7811. You can still call them up and you can register for the workshop this evening. So come on over there. I'll also be doing a book signing, and I am praying that we will have a blessed time. If you have never worked with a coach, and even if you have in the past, I am offering some free sample coaching session, and you can call me at 203 646-8210. If I am not here, you leave a message, and I will call you back to schedule a time when you can have a complimentary coaching session so you can get a feel of what coaching does for you, and then we can take it from there. Also, on June the 20th, 9 to 4, I will be having a one-day retreat up at in Gaylardsville here in Connecticut at the Oratory of the Little Way. The retreat will focus on staying connected to your purpose during challenging times. And that's going to be a wonderful retreat. I will be joined by Prophet Daniels, who is from Ghana, and he resides up there in Massachusetts. So we hope that you will be there to join us in that magnificent day. Also, I want for you to visit the online empowermentinstitute.ning.com, and you're going to see wonderful opportunities there for you to add value to others and for them to add value to you. So just go there, be a member. It's free, but there is so much there for you to learn. And on my website at clarkhudson.com, you can go there and pick up a copy of my book, and it's called Conversation on Success. Okay, so I think our... good morning, Sean. Hello. Good morning. Caller number 4566, you're on the air. Hello. Caller with area code 801, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Okay, maybe the caller is just listening in for this show. But if it's that is Sean, okay, they hang up. I'm sure they will call back. We just prayed this morning in the name of Jesus that this technology will stop acting up. So I was mentioning that you can go on my website and you can pick up a copy of my book. We accept Visa, MasterCard there. You can pay on PayPal and all of that stuff. So we make it very convenient for you to invest in yourself. So again, we are waiting on Mr. Sean Robinson, who will be calling us in from Utah this morning. We were going way out west this morning for both our guests. And I'm sure we will be rebooking Miss Riley Pinsky, because something must have happened this morning why she did not call in. So I am sure Paul and I did an amazing job in adding value to you. And again, the chat room is still not up, so I don't know if there's anyone in there. Good morning, caller, you're on the air. Good morning, caller, you're on the air.
Good morning. Can you hear me this time?
Good morning.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Is this Sean?
This is, yes.
Hey, well, good morning. Good morning, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us this morning.
My pleasure.
And unfortunately, Sean, the chat room is not up. We're having some difficulties this morning. So I really don't know whether or not we have people in the chat room or not. So we will just work with what we have. Why don't you, Sean, please go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and how your journey started.
Okay, that sounds great. My name, of course, is Sean Robinson, and I how my journey started. Boy.
At the beginning.
My journey basically started by really realizing that I had more to give than just the typical way of life, if you will. I really felt that I could use my talents and ability and just to focus in on how I can help other people, and with that, it's really helped me over time to hone some skills that have been very helpful for a lot of people. I have spent a long time in the sales world, and then I've also done network marketing, which I do now, but more importantly, I'm now just helping people, no matter kind of what phase in their life they are, with this wonderful thing of social media and how to kind of get themselves out there and build a following. It's very easy.
Sean,
yes.
I want to stop you there. I want your phasing in and out. I don't know if you have it on speaker. I need you to get closer. But before we go into the social media aspect of what you do, I want you to talk about your life journey prior to this magnificent phase that you are now. Because our focus here on the A New Day show is to give the listeners the complete stories, because later on they're going to hear about all the wonderful things you're doing to help people. But they need to understand that this was not easy, because a lot of times you hear people say life isn't fair and, you know, success is hard and all of that. So they need to know that your mom didn't just give birth to you and then you became this savvy social media marketing person. There was a life before this happened. And that's what I want you to talk about now, please.
All right. Well, then going back to the beginning, as you put it, am I coming through clear now?
Yes, you're much clearer now. Thank you, Sean.
Okay. When I was fresh out of high school, I had a full ride scholarship, all those types of good things to college because of some athletic endeavors that I was doing, and I was a little disillusioned with how long it took to get a degree, which is kind of funny because now that I'm up there in age, I was like, what was I thinking? But that's beside the point. and because I was kind of disillusioned, I ended up going into the Navy because I thought I could get paid for learning, and I ended up going into the nuclear power field, and I worked on submarines, and that was not the best fit for me. It was hard because I'm the type of person that I want someone to say, you know what, this is what I need, and then I can go do it. I'd rather not have people looking over my shoulder the entire time saying, well, you need to do it exactly this way. So the Navy wasn't the best fit, but I did my stint with them. I was also a Navy diver and had some hard times. You know, after the military, I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do, and I worked a lot of odd jobs for a long time. I got married and we moved to California, and for a while I was washing cars with a mobile detailing shop, for instance. I mean, I did all kinds of different things, and we had a little baby with us, and my wife and I would go business to business and wash cars. Of course, you know, California is nice, but I'll tell you what, water at 7 in the morning is still pretty darn cold.
Even in California.
Even in California, water gets cold, yes. And so I was really struggling as far as how to, you know, and how and what to do, but I didn't find, you know, really the answers for quite a while still. I continued to do different things. I actually worked on an ambulance in downtown L.A. for a number of years right after the Watts riots, which was very interesting, as you can imagine. I sold neckties actually for a number of years, business to business, talking to people. And then I did quite well at that, and the company decided that they wanted to move me to the headquarters, which was in Utah, and that's how I moved here. I live in Utah. And then the company started doing custom ties, and so I started contacting companies and doing those types of things. I gained some technical skills at that point, and I ended up moving on to another company as a vice president of another apparel company. And then I, long and the short, is I ended up going back to college and getting my advanced degree in computers, and I went to IBM for a number of years, 6 years, mm-hmm. was a software engineer. And with me being someone that's really a people person and really wanting to help and talk and do all of those things, that wasn't the best fit. I also realized pretty quickly that there are a lot of people that are smarter than me, especially when I get around the IBM, you know, the hardcore developers at IBM that are just geniuses. But you certainly don't want to necessarily take some of those geniuses and put them in front of a customer because they don't know how to communicate. But, boy, they can certainly develop wonderful things.
Exactly.
Sean. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say then I was part of that wonderful thing of something called offshoring where my job at IBM got moved to India. That's when I left IBM, and at that point it was kind of a crossroads. I had this technical skill behind me, and I also had, you know, many years of sales also under my belt, and I thought, you know what, I want to merge those skills and get really into the kind of the more technical selling area, and I've focused on that for a number of years, and then. And that kind of brings me up to where all of a sudden I found this thing called social media.
Yeah. All right. We're still not going to go social media yet. I want to make two. I have one more question I want to ask you, but I want to make I want to say an observation. All those jobs, washing the cars, doing all of those things, those weren't times that were actually wasted. Because they were molding you for a time like now.
Sure.
And this is I want the listeners to take out of what you just said. You went through all those different situations, even when you went into IBM. Those other geeks, they had their purpose. You had your purpose. And although you were both in the same organization, you all were there for a different purpose. And, Sean, it's interesting that you share this conversation about the Navy and all of that because a Navy man who is a friend of mine, Paul Lawrence Van out of Washington, D.C. area, he signed on just as you mentioned that story. And that's not by accident that he signed on because you listen to both your stories that he's a former military person and you are a former military person and you both are impacting lives in such a wonderful way. So I wanted to say that. My next question, Paul, is Sean. When did you, Sean Robinson, realize you had a greater purpose?
I've always struggled with that my whole life. Knowing that there's something for me that I need to do, and it was more of the journey of finding what that is, and you know, life isn't over yet, so the journey's not over yet. Yes, exactly. But I have more pieces of the ultimate person that I wish to become than I've ever had before. And as we go through this journey of life, I think, you know, we pick up those pieces of the puzzle that will become us. So for me, it's a slowly building process, but at some point, let's see, when was it actually? I think part of it was seeing other people that, and their successes, kind of like this show, listening to these types of things and seeing what other people are able to do. Realizing that, that they're no more special than me.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
I want to say something to the listeners. When you and I had a conversation about having you on this show, the first thing out of your mouth to me was, "Oh, I think my sister has a better story. You would be more interested in her story." And I said, "No, I'm interested in your story." So I think you're still shying yourself away from what your greatness is and your great calling and purpose is. And, you know, you need others to keep encouraging you to claim it. You know, God gave it to you, Sean. I wanted to step up to the front line and just embrace it, you know?
Yeah, yes, definitely. I agree. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you agree. Because you notice when I get something to say, I say it because I don't want to be disobedient. So the Holy Spirit wanted you to hear that. Sean, social media. When I did my research, you got 85,000 followers on Twitter.
When we were talking, I had about 72,000 actually.
Oh, last night you had 85.
Those were people that I'm following. I have about 76,000 now, almost 77 that are following me now. So there's the difference. There's the followers and the following. But yeah, I mean, it's no matter what it is, it's a lot more than a little.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot more than my 100. So let's get into social media. We have 44 minutes remaining this episode.
Okay.
Why social media? Why your campaign about us getting efficient and social media? How can we convert those following into contracts, and how can we make money off of these numbers?
Well, very good questions. For one, as we let's first break down how can we – well, why is it important to be even interested in social media? You know, some people would say, well – it's just some weird thing where you just talk to people how can you really make a living from something like that? And there's a lot of wonderful things that we all need to realize. In today's day and age, it's all about who you know.
That's right, and what they know about you.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people may be a little apprehensive about opening up to their quote-unquote private life and not really want to have a portion of their life out there in the social media world. But in the reality, let's look at what's going on in our economy right now. Right now, it's so important to have a huge list or people that know and trust you and value your opinions, because if something were to happen where you could need to lean on them, whether it's to get another job, whether it's to find people to work with in your current endeavor, whatever it is, if you have a large group of people that you're able to communicate with and help, as well as them help you, you are so far ahead of
That's right.
everybody else out there.
Yeah, because people do business with people that they trust and love.
Yes, definitely.
We begin, Sean?
Well, there's three main areas to talk about as far as how to build. And we may as well start with the one that seems to be in the media the most right now, which is Twitter. Twitter is an interesting tool, and all of these things are just tools that we use. I've had a lot of folks that basically say, well, shoot, I can't handle the 100 followers that I have. How can you be effective with 77,000 now or whatever I have.
Right.
And the reality is it's actually easy. First of all, for those folks that don't understand or know what Twitter is, it's basically you are able to send a message to all of the people that follow you.
Right.
So when I post a message, and it goes to 77,000 people. And then if those people really value what I said, a portion of those people will send that message to all of their people. And
that's right.
And then this, crazy thing happens where, to get off topic for just a second, you talked about how at times I may need a little gratification about how well I'm doing at this or things like that, and I need to just not worry about that and just be myself and get out there and do it. But I'll tell you what, building social media is one of the most gratifying things to do, because people constantly are telling you how wonderful you are. Because if you are providing value, people are not shy, and they basically will thank you for what you're providing, and it's very nice. But anyway, okay, getting
right,
back to
right.
Twitter. So that's what Twitter is. Now you also, of course, are able to just send messages to single people that are sending direct messages to you, or so how do I having such a large thing? That seems to be one of the issues that people have going, why would I do this? When people send me something called a reply, which is something that I know is not, it's really meant for me to see, I see that in a separate list. And when someone sends me something called a direct message, I also see that on a separate list. I'm able to go through and read all of those just a couple times a day. You have to understand, I really don't spend much time on Twitter, even though we're talking 15 minutes a day is all. But I'm able to see the people that need something from me, that want to talk with me, and of course those conversations take longer, but the actual management is easy. Okay, So with that aside, now realizing that Twitter takes very little time if you do it right, so how do we actually make it work? When you build a following on Twitter,
you're fading out again.
Is this better?
That's much better.
Huh. When you build a following on Twitter, if you're not a celebrity, if you're not someone that everybody knows, then the easiest way to do it is you need to go onto Twitter and you find people that you like. You can do that by searching on Twitter, by finding people that have certain keywords or something, and there's all kinds of tools for that. And then the idea is, well, the people that follow the people that you like are probably people that will also follow you. And so all you basically do is you find these people, and then you follow people that that are following people that you like. Okay, and since we don't have a video here, you all at any time you guys can go to my YouTube channel and I further on this. But anyway, and as you do this, a certain portion of those, normally about half, will follow you back. And as they follow you back, then you start a communication with them, and you try to find reasons and ways that you can help those other people by providing whatever your ultimate goal is, by providing that service while you're doing this to begin with. Now, I will say you have to picture Twitter as a party, and you don't want to be the person that is trying to sell something at a party. People don't like that. There's some etiquette to it. So with that in mind, what you're just doing is providing value and things and information that people are interested in. Once they go to your blog or your Facebook or whatever your home, if you will, extending this metaphor of the different what these different parts of social media are, at that point it's appropriate to talk more about what your purpose is or ways that you can work directly with people. But you don't want to use Twitter especially as something where you're just out there trying to push a product every time you send a tweet, which is a message on Twitter. Okay. So anyway, so you go and you follow these people on Twitter, and you're building this following. People are following you back. Well, there's a couple milestones that you have to realize that happen. They're also brick walls. When you gain 2,000 followers, Twitter will not allow you to follow any more people until you have 2,000 followers following you back. And also, of course, you need to build this in a kind of a step-by-step manner. And again, I talk more specifically on these things on exactly what I do in some videos that I've produced on my site, but that's on YouTube. So anyway.
Repeat what you just said, Sean.
Which part about that I talked
about? About specifications.
Okay.
What did you say pertaining, I'll speak more specific and then you fade out. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was saying that I cover the specifics on how to break this 2,000 barrier, and I'll talk about it here on my YouTube channels. I just tell people exactly what I do. Don't hold anything back. Because, like I said, one thing in social media is you want to provide value, and that's what I do. I just, people are charging for this information and they don't need to. So anyway, so let's go on. So now you just 10,000 barrier, how you actually get past it is every so often, you know, every, well, let's see. I will say I built my whole following totally by hand with no external, you know, little tools to help until I hit about 22,000 followers.
All right, so let me ask you a question here. I want to interject. Do you have a system in place that we can use to do the same thing?
Oh, yes. Now I do, and it's much better than the by-hand way that I did before.
Okay.
Yeah, I did find a product when I hit about 22,000 followers that had just come out. It's called Hummingbird. And
what is it called?
Hummingbird, like the, you know, a bird, hummingbird.
Okay.
And Hummingbird is not fully automatic, but the tedious actions that you typically would go through inside to follow people and unfollow people is taken. You can modify those single actions and automate just those single actions with Hummingbird to where then you're, instead of spending a long time each day hitting follow, which gets really boring, you instead can say, you know what, I like this person, so I bet I like the people that follow him. So you go to his followers and you just hit follow all. And you will just follow that particular person's people for until you stop it. I typically would like to follow a particular person for about 5 minutes. And I actually put a little timer on. So I follow for about 5 minutes, and then I stop it, and I find another person that I would like to. And the idea behind that is if you're following people that recently followed someone else, well, there's a good chance that they're even online still, and they will follow more quickly for you.
Okay.
Another thing that Hummingbird does, and this is so key, is it allows you to unfollow people, but not the people. Well, let me explain. When you follow someone, there is a percentage of people that just never follow you back. So all of a sudden, you're following way more than who are following you. So you have to unfollow people, but you don't want to unfollow people that you just started following, because they never had a chance to follow you back. You want
right.
to give people a reasonable amount of time to decide if you're worth following back. And once that time has elapsed, then you would like to unfollow them. Well, inside Hummingbird, there's this wonderful feature that you can go and hit into your own followers, and you can jump pages ahead. For me, I go to page 300, and there's 20 people per page. So I go 300 pages out, and then I unfollow everybody that hasn't followed me back that's in excess of page 300 on. And,
right.
And so everybody still has, you know, probably 4 days or so to follow me before I unfollow them. And of course, then we can, you know, the ultimate thing is to be able to start relationships with these people that are following you. But that is just another puzzle so that you can continue to build Twitter in a very, you know, I average, just to let the listeners know, I average between 500 and 700 new followers a day. And using this exact method that I'm explaining here.
Right.
So
and
it
this,
used to,
this Hummingbird that you're recommending we invest in, how much does this cost?
Oh, yeah, that's very important. It is $200. $197, I think, is what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also realize that that there is an affiliate program with them, so that
Hummingbird?
With Hummingbird, yes. There's an affiliate program with them, so that if others buy the program because you're so excited about what it's doing for you, every time someone buys it, I think you get 59.10 back to you if they click on your link to buy it. You know, so for instance, if any of the listeners wanted to buy it and make sure that it came from me, then they would go to my website, which is seanrobinson.info, and there's a link on seanrobinson.info for Hummingbird. If they use that link, then I would get that affiliate commission, which it has been wonderful for me. But besides
and how much
that,
is it to become part of their affiliate program?
That's free.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't cost anything to become an affiliate with them, and they do truly pay because I've gotten, you know, plenty of affiliate commissions from them. So anyway, that's Hummingbird, and that's
yes.
I've built a system around Hummingbird, and it's been wonderful. Now a couple
okay,
other
Sean.
Things. Yeah.
Hold a minute. We have 29 minutes remaining in this episode. I just want to keep you abreast of that. And prior to the Hummingbird system,
yeah.
What numbers were you pulling in when you were doing it manually? Is that the right term to use?
Yeah, that is the right term. I actually was pulling in close to the same numbers, sometimes even higher. But the reason was is Twitter hadn't changed their policy at that point.
Okay.
Today, Twitter allows you to follow no more than 1,000 followers in a day. Okay?
Oh, okay. Because
okay.
I don't know. I certainly didn't know that. And I don't know how many of the listeners knew that. I'm not in the chat room, so I can't see. But
right.
If you have a question for Mr. Sean Robinson, you can call 646-915-8166. And I will, of course, he'll hear your question, but I'll repeat the question so he could get it clearly. So, again, I apologize for the chat room being down. All right, Sean, let us continue.
Okay.
All right, wait, I think somebody online has a question. Caller 4954, do you have a question?
Yes, Daphne, this is Paul, your good friend.
Yes, Paul, how are you?
Doing
What's
wonderful.
Your question?
Yes, I'd like, first of all, hello, Sean, and great information, and thank you for being on the call. I'm learning a lot.
Oh, no problem.
Yes, Sean, I know that you've mentioned earlier, I think you brought out some very salient points as far as social media is more of a follow-type marketing, if we base it on marketing, whereas the traditional marketing is more of a push marketing, where we see a billboard on the side of a truck. That's push marketing, but Twitter and other social media is follow marketing, if we compare it to marketing, correct?
Sure.
Yeah. The question I had is, how do you integrate all the different forms of social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, the YouTube, the MySpace? Could you talk about that just a little bit, please, and thank you.
You bet. Actually, that's a great question. How I integrate it isn't necessarily how others integrate it, but I'll explain what I do.
Right.
Whenever anyone follows me, I have an automatic message that goes out and sends a message to that person, and it basically just says, thanks for the follow, about me, and then I have a couple shortened URLs that are sent to those people. One is my blog, another is my YouTube channel, and another is my LinkedIn ID, so that whenever anyone follows me, they have three different ways that they can link with me, and besides just Twitter. So that's one way that I use Twitter to help that. But each one of these systems build on each other. For instance, I just posted a new video today on YouTube, and that video was another Twitter video. And so I'm able to then, you know, post. Basically, someone can ask, hey, how do I, you know, I am doing extremely well using your, you know, what you tell me how to build Twitter or something, but I kind of don't know. Oh, no. Am I not on anymore?
Yeah, I
yes,
hear you.
You are on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, I heard something.
I can hear you, Sean. Go ahead.
All right. I'm sorry. I heard someone, it said I'm now off the host queue, so I wasn't sure. Okay. So
no,
anyway.
No. You are on. Go ahead.
Yeah. So as you you use all of these different media to help each other, I get more people by far joining me on Twitter than anything else. So because of that, my Twitter sends people to these other areas that I have a large following on as well. So that that really helps. Now, when people with my blog, my blog is also very generic. It doesn't. It's another area to truly just help people. Okay, you know what? Because I heard that thing, I got a little off in my own brain.
That's
Paul,
okay. Well, let me just get you back on track.
Yeah.
Paul's question was, how do you combine all the social medias? You have a large following on Twitter. How can we expand or extend those out to our Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, Tag, High Five, Filter, all of them? How can we, like, mass produce, if you may, for want of a
sure,
better word?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So with Twitter, that's basically how you do that. You just have that little initial direct message that lets people know how to get a hold of you in the different medias. Works really well. Before Twitter changed their methods, I was having 700 people a day go to my blog just because of that. Now that Twitter changed it to only 1,000 followers a day that you're able to do, it's more down to the 125 to 200 people that go to my blog just because of the Twitter followers. But that's still
the guidelines.
And that's still just completely free traffic that's going to my sites, which is wonderful.
Question, and jot down so you don't lose your trend of thought, please.
Okay.
How often do you update your blogs, or how often do you post a new blog?
I probably do it about once every other week. No, every 10
right.
days right now. But
okay.
I need to do it about twice a week, and I'll be adjusting that henceforth from now on.
Okay. All right. Okay, so continue if you have more information on combining all the social media that we are part of.
Sure. Let's see. The other, to really talk about how to build some of the other areas, I think we need to jump into kind of how to build YouTube.
How to do what? You're fading out.
How to build YouTube?
Okay, go ahead. I think that would be beneficial. Would that be beneficial for you, Paul?
Oh, yes. That would be great.
Sure.
So
go ahead.
So YouTube, we have to first level set ourselves. You don't get 500 people a day in YouTube unless you're a media personality that are subscribing to your channel, unless something really weird happens. So instead, what you do in YouTube is you, again, provide very good content, things that you feel are really can help people. And for me, I on my channel, for instance, I focus in on different areas. Well, really four different areas. One is just some silly things that I do with my family, which is just fun videos. Another is how to assist people in using LinkedIn to to find jobs in today's economy, and it's very beneficial for people that are looking for work and what I've produced for that. Another thing that I do is I talk about how to build Twitter on my YouTube channel. So how do you actually get subscribers, though, that you can build and you know, build this following from on YouTube? You know, there is the Twitter method, but there's another tool out there, and for the most part, you probably could get away with not spending money for it because they allow you. But anyway, there's a tool, and the tool is called Tube Blaster Pro. And
would you repeat that name, please?
Tube Blaster Pro. And what
Tube Blaster?
Yeah, like YouTube. Tube Blaster Pro.
Pro.
Like professional, yes.
And how much is that one?
It's like $30.
Okay.
However, even if you don't pay for it, they still allow you to use it at a smaller level without paying for it. So it still makes it worthwhile even if you don't pay for it. I did buy mine, and again, so this is how you use Tube Blaster Pro. You start it up, and what you're doing at that point is it logs you right into YouTube inside Tube Blaster Pro, and then you basically find people that are subscribers to videos or to other people that, again, are people that you would like or people that are in the same type of industry that you want people to follow you from. And what you do then is you gather their IDs, so you actually can gather their subscribers right into your thing, so where then you basically can send out invites or subscription or messages to all of those people saying, I exist, follow me, you know, kind of a thing. And what that does is a percentage of those people will then subscribe to your channel or become friends with you. And I have just over, I think, 502 subscribers on my YouTube channel and probably 2,400 or so friends. I'm certainly not huge, but all of these are very targeted people that are in my industry that want the information that I'm providing, which is very beneficial. So you build that up. Now, one thing to understand when you're doing Tube Blaster Pro is YouTube will not allow you to send 20 invites in, or one invite a minute, or 20 invites in a minute, kind of a thing. They don't like that. They consider it spamming. So what you need to do is there's a feature in there that allows you to send like an invite every 15 minutes or so. So you just have this running in your background while you're doing other things, and it is gathering and sending these messages out on that once every 15 minutes so that YouTube isn't mad at you and you don't raise any red flags and you're still finding people that really want to know who you are, these targeted people. And that
happens automatically when you're using the Tube Blaster Pro?
Yeah, it does all of this automatically.
Interval?
Yeah, everything it does automatically, yes.
Okay. Sean, we have 16 minutes remaining in this episode.
Uh-huh.
Would
Can
you
I ask
take...
a question?
We have 15 minutes remaining. Would you please take this opportunity to tell the listeners how they can contact you if they have questions and give your website and all of that good information?
Oh, you bet. But if you don't mind, before I do that, I just want to mention a couple things that are really exciting that happened to me once I had a large following. For one thing, I've had multiple marketing agencies contact me to potentially help them in marketing other people's products that that I enjoy, where they would pay me a percentage if I would tweet information about these products in a non-threatening manner. So that's a neat thing that's happened from this. Another thing that's happened is people have offered to give me websites that are customized for me to help build other endeavors and things that would cost a lot of money to have produced, just because I'm just out there trying to find people to help. It's been amazing in that respect. So to answer your question now, to go into, I'm sorry, I didn't write it down again. I just wanted to say.
All right, I'll give you another opportunity, because since you say that, I have a new question, but I'll repeat the next one afterwards. How
okay.
do we make money from these large followings? Is there a way that we can?
Oh, yes.
Money or business or whatever. How do we do that?
Well, there's multiple ways. There's multiple streams of income that you can produce. One, of course, is just the fact that you're driving traffic to your main sites. When people go to those main sites, as long as they're persuasive, a percentage of those people will want to either become involved with what you're doing or buy what you're selling.
Right.
And that has certainly been the case for me. Another thing that you're able to do is become involved with products that help you, like the Tube Blaster Pro, like the Hummingbird, other systems, maybe AWeber for a email autoresponder, those types of systems. Well, when people purchase those, they can purchase them through your affiliate link, and you can get ongoing affiliate commissions from those purchases as well.
Okay.
When you brand yourself as an expert in anything on the internet, people will want to get involved with you rather than getting involved with someone that isn't an expert.
Amazing.
And yeah, so that is very important, so that you you first of course need to be an expert. But once you are, you need to have that presence that the social media branding really does for you. People can look at my YouTube and see the number of followers. They can view my videos on YouTube and see what I'm trying to do to help people. And because of that, they want to be associated with me.
Okay. Does the Tube Blaster Pro allows you to upload videos to YouTube? Or that's a whole different system entirely?
Uploading videos to YouTube, all you do is you just take a video, and once you have a YouTube account, you just hit upload video, and it will just accept the video that you have. That's extremely easy. And again, if you need to learn how to do that, by all means, just contact me, and I'll send you some information. I won't necessarily walk you step by step, depending on how busy my schedule is at that time, but we can always schedule something as well. It's very easy.
And that's the perfect segue into you giving the listeners your contact information, Sean. And we only have 10 minutes remaining in this episode, so
okay.
Be swiftly that we can get one or two more questions in.
Sure. Let's see, my contact information, my name is Sean Robinson, and if you just squish that all together, and it's S-H-A-W-N, Sean Robinson, that's my Twitter account name. So twitter.com/SeanRobinson is one way how you can get a hold of me. Another way how to get a hold of me is just my phone number. And my phone number is 801-938-4566. I mentioned that website that someone offered to create for me. I'm very excited about this. If you go to 4, the number 4 or F-O-R, either one, for antiagingsecret.com, that you'll see that video or that website that a very, very professional person has produced for me, and it didn't cost me anything. It's amazing. Get an idea of what those things. And on there's a contact button where you can get to my email and those things. And also on my YouTube, on all of my things, I don't hide my phone number. I don't hide how to get a hold of me, because people need to know that you're a real person and you're not trying to snooker them out of something. They need to be able to get a hold of you. And a phone number and an email address, all of those things are important to be able to lead for those things. Anyway, so my YouTube channel is N as in Nancy, W, M as in Mary, so it stands for Network Marketing, so NWMPRO, so Network Marketing Pro, is my YouTube channel name. So if you go to youtube.com/NWMPro, you'll see the different things. And on there, of course, there are links to other ways to get a hold of me. My email address is there's a lot of email addresses, but we'll use Sean@4antiagingsecret.com.
Okay.
And by all means, I truly believe that whether you get involved with any business that I'm particularly doing, it doesn't really matter to me, because I really believe in the idea that the more people I can help in whatever they're trying to accomplish, it'll come back to me. That wonderful karma thing happens, you know? So if I have the time, I will just help you write out. If it's a really good question that I'm an expert in, I'll just make a video of it, and then you can watch it. I love when people are asking me, hey, well, how do you do this? How do you do that? And if I know, I will produce a video to explain so other people can benefit from those questions that you guys have.
Amazing. I have two questions. One, and you really don't have a lot of time, because we have 7 minutes and I still need to do housekeeping. What, you have your family up on the website and all of that. How does that being advantageous to you?
I think it makes me a real person to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to realize who they're dealing with. I have 5 children that live at home, and of course, because of that, I work out of my home, which certainly helps, but my life is kind of crazy. because of that, when people can see pictures of my family, they can go, oh, this person, you know, this is the kind of person that we're dealing with. And so that's simply why I let people know, you know, who I am. I don't want to hide anything from people.
My second question, Sean, at this stage is, does spirituality play a role in who you are and what you do?
Oh, yeah. Daily, I do... It's kind of funny. I have a list of questions that I ask myself at the beginning of every day. And one of those questions is, how can I gain the Holy Ghost's help in finding and helping people today, and getting the most important things done first throughout my day? Yes, I am certainly a Christian and a spiritual person in that area, and truly focus in on gaining that extra help that we all can benefit from when we have the Holy Spirit guiding us.
That's right. Because that's very important, because when you're operating in a true calling and purpose, it is not about you. It is about the directive of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he wants us to give to our followers, our customers, our clients. And it allows us to operate from our authentic core and being in everything that we do. It helps us to build credibility, and it gives us the kind of visibility that we want to have and to surround ourselves with. So I thank you for saying that. You have a minute and a half to just do a wrap-up closing statement, Sean.
Okay, well then with that in mind, just one thing to let folks know, I have outside appointments that I will be attending to for the rest of the day, so I apologize if any of you really want to get a hold of me and talk to me today. It will be difficult, but I will be available from then on. But otherwise, just realize that branding yourself with social media is important in today's world. We need to do whatever we can to have that little edge where we can really be beneficial to others. As we do that, we will gain just the help of those people that end up becoming our friends. And we've never even got to LinkedIn. If any of you listeners are really focused in on how do I attain and really get a knowledge of people around via their work life, LinkedIn is wonderful for that, and I have stuff on my site about how to build that, so we don't have to go into that because we don't have time. And I just
That's
appreciate
where
the opportunity.
I connected with you from LinkedIn, so it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity, Daphne, of being here with you, and I sincerely hope that this has helped some others, and I look forward to your emails or calls in how I can further assist you guys.
Right. Thank you, Sean, and I look forward to continue networking with you. Let me know how I can serve and add value, and I will be in touch with you because I need those numbers. I need the following, so I'll be in touch with you. That was
good.
Ms. Robinson out of Utah. Sharing his knowledge with us about building our social media. And I just want to remind you that tonight I'm over by Simple to Empower in St. Albans at 18928 Linden Boulevard, and their phone number is 718-978-7810. And you can still call them for registration to that event. I want to thank my friend Paul Von Lawrence for joining us and for adding value.
Reveal to me love. to say this in our faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this land. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this land. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.